This is Joe Matthews of Zocalo Public Square with this week's Connecting California column. My son Ben, who is 4, loves trains and had been lobbying to go on a big train trip. And preschool was closed the same week I had a meeting in Sacramento. So why not take him with me from LA to the state capitol by Amtrak? It would be useful research for me. California governments are close to broke, but they're preparing to spend big money connecting LA to San Francisco via high-speed rail through the San Joaquin Valley. An Amtrak line now goes through some of the same valley communities that high-speed rail would connect. So on a recent Thursday morning, I found myself with a very excited 4-year-old on the platform of the train station next to Burbank Airport, and we boarded a bus. That's right. If you want to go from anywhere in Southern California to the Central Valley by train, you have to take a bus to Bakersfield first. Only a single track goes through the Tehachapis, and it's a winding route jammed with freight trains and governed by a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. At the beautiful and immaculate Bakersfield Station, one of the country's 25 busiest, we boarded the train and found second-floor seats with a table so that we could eat lunch and Ben could spread out his train books. We spent most of the trip looking out the window, admiring the San Joaquin, the fruit and nut trees in perfect diagonal rows, oil tank farms, big piles of tires, buckets, and wooden pallets, and lots of cotton. Then, in Hanford, the train stopped abruptly for a minute, then 10. The track, and there's only a single track for stretches of the journey, belongs to the freight railroads, and their trains have priority. It was the first of 4 unscheduled stops, which annoyed me, but not Ben, who passed the time singing the Little Red Caboose. The train was an hour late by the time we arrived at Stockton, where we once again boarded an Amtrak bus to complete the journey to Sacramento. "That was fun, Daddy," Ben said. "But fun, but also frustrating. The Amtrak San Joaquin is the 5th most popular line in the United States, and its passenger numbers now surpass 1.2 million annually. So why are we still relying on single tracks owned by freight lines? I've dumped on high-speed rail for years, its costs, for its outlandish ridership projections, for its failure to attract private investment. But high-speed rail does offer solutions to the gaps Ben and I encountered. It would provide a proper passenger rail route through the Tehachapis and a dedicated track for passenger service in the San Joaquin. However you feel about high-speed rail, California is undeniably a state in need of more rail capacity. On the flight back to Burbank, Ben lobbied for a second train trip, this time with his 2-year-old brother. That increased capacity can't come soon enough.